Chapter 5. The Amendments. The 1960s were a period of dramatic growth in employment of people who are blind in NIB-associated agencies. It was clear that the Wagner-O'Day Act was fulfilling its original purpose, especially when comparing the first few products in the federal procurement list, brooms and mops, to the hundreds of products that were being made in the late 1960s by NIB-associated agencies. These successes drew more and more attention from leaders of agencies serving people with other severe disabilities, who called on NIB for assistance in creating a federal market for their organizations. With NIB's cooperation and with support from Senator Jacob Javits of New York, Congress amended the Wagner-O'Day Act in 1971. The significant provisions of the Javits-Wagner-O'Day, JWOD Act, stated that agencies serving people who are blind will have first preference, after federal prison industries, over agencies serving people with other severe disabilities in the sales of commodities to the federal government. It provided that services to the federal government be included in the program and gave NIB-associated agencies a 5-year priority in that area. After that, agencies serving people who are blind and agencies serving people with severe disabilities would have equal priority for services, and it provided that military commissaries and exchanges be included among agencies subject to the law. The amendments radically changed the committee, which was renamed the Committee for Purchase of Products and Services of the Blind and Other Severely Handicapped. Its membership expanded from 7 to 14, and a congressional appropriation of $220,000 provided operating funds to support a staff of 8 that first year. Charles W. Fletcher became the committee's first paid executive director. He wrote new regulations, established procedures for agencies to participate in the JWOD Act, and worked with NIB and 6 central nonprofit agencies serving people with other severe disabilities to administer the program. As time went on, it became evident that the agencies serving people with other severe disabilities would be better served by a single central nonprofit agency, similar to NIB. National Industries for the Severely Handicapped, NISH, known today as Source America, was established in 1975 for this purpose. Today, the Committee for Purchase from People Who Are Blind or Severely Disabled operates as the U.S. Ability One Commission. It is composed of 15 presidential appointees, 11 represent federal agencies, and 4 are private citizens knowledgeable about employment challenges faced by people who are blind or have other severe disabilities. Day-to-day operations are carried out by a full-time staff, led by a career senior executive service federal employee, and the former JWOD program, known today as the Ability One program, brings focus on the abilities of the people served who are provided with opportunities to work. At the time of the 1971 amendments, leaders of agencies serving people with other severe disabilities asked NIB to expand its role by serving as the central nonprofit agency, CNA, for agencies serving people with other severe disabilities. This would be in addition to its responsibilities as the CNA for agencies serving people who are blind. The NIB board grappled with the decision of expanding its mission to serve those with other disabilities. Ultimately, the board opted to support expanding the program to serve people with other severe disabilities, but felt that NIB should remain focused on the training and employment needs of people who are blind. NIB leaders realized that separate and specialized services were the best way to ensure that people with visual impairments had the best access to education, training, rehabilitation, and employment services, which would lead to greater economic and personal independence. It is a strong belief in the NIB family that holds true decades later, as the organization developed innovative learning and development programs to expand career options for people who are blind or visually impaired.